After over 400 years of silence, the story of God's love continues as Matthew shares his experience as one of Jesus' closest followers. Matthew wrote this record of Jesus' life 20 or more years after Christ died and rose again.
The Gospel according to Matthew. This is the family history of Jesus Christ. He came from the family of David. David came from the family of Abraham. The boat was having trouble because of the waves, and the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus' followers were still in the boat. Jesus came to them. He was walking on the water. When the followers saw him walking on the water, they were afraid.
It's a ghost!
They cried out in fear, but Jesus quickly spoke to them.
Have courage! It is I. Don't be afraid.
Peter said,
Lord, if that is really you, then tell me to come to you on the water.
Come.
And Peter left the boat and walked on the water to Jesus.
The Gospel according to Luke.
Mary got up and went quickly to a town in the mountains of Judea. She went to Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the unborn baby inside Elizabeth jumped. Then Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She cried out in a loud voice,
God has blessed you more than any other woman, and God has blessed the baby which you will give birth to. You are the mother of my Lord, and you have come to me. Why has something so good happened to me? When I heard your voice, the baby inside me jumped with joy. You are blessed because you believed what the Lord said to you would really happen.
My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Savior. I am not important, but God has shown his care for me, his servant girl. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed, because the Powerful One has done great things for me. His name is holy.
The Gospel according to John.
She saw two angels dressed in white. They were sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet.
Woman, why are you crying?
They have taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have put him.
When Mary said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus.
Woman, why are you crying? Whom are you looking for?
Mary thought he was the gardener, so she said to him,
Did you take him away, sir? Tell me where you put him, and I will get him.
Mary.
Mary turned toward Jesus and said in the Jewish language,
Rabboni.
This means teacher.
Don't hold me. I have not yet gone up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them this. I am going back to my Father and your Father.
We can't be exactly sure when Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians. We know that it was between 49 and 56 AD. So Jesus had been gone for 20 years or so, and the good news of his life, death, and resurrection continued to spread.
Greetings from Paul, an apostle. I was not chosen to be an apostle by men. I was not sent from men. It was Jesus Christ and God the Father who made me an apostle. God is the one who raised Jesus from death. This letter is also from all the brothers who are with me. To the churches in Galatia, I pray that God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ will be good to you and give you peace. Jesus gave himself for our sins to free us from this evil world we live in. This is what God the Father wanted. The glory belongs to God forever and ever. Amen.